Like a day to 2 weeks?
During the time which we were all in lockdown, during the corona, which unfortunately has not yet ended, we were all sorely missing and lacking and longing to be able to say Dvorim Shepikdisha. Although we could daven at home, Biyachidus, but we know many parts of Tefillah, you're not allowed to say Biyachidus. You can't answer a Kaddish, or Omen Yeshmerabo, a Borchi, a Kaddisha. The question I want to speak about today is, if you look in various Siddurim, you will see printed at the back of the Siddurim that somebody who was davening Biyachidus, he can say various brises, bimkoim a kaddish, bimkoim a barchi, bimkoim a kaddisha. And the shala is it correct to say these brises? Are we allowed to say these brises? Because what you're trying to say is, you're trying to say a kaddish or kaddisha, and you haven't got a minion. And we're not allowed to say drum shabiddisha only with a minion. On the other hand, at the end of the day, it's a brisa. What can be wrong with learning a brisa? For example, one of the brises which is brought in the Siddurim is as follows. It says, Mishlo Shoma Kedisha, Yoima Brisa Zi Bamukim Kedisha. You say the following brisa. Kasha'ula Moshe Lamukim, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Sinai by Kabbalah Sotoyer, Mutzakat Achas, he saw one group of Malachim, Oimeres Kudosh Kudosh Hashem Tzavukos, Meloi Chalos Kavoido, Vekat Acheres, and another group of Malachim, Oimeres, Burch Void Hashem im Koimui. The Kilim Oidim Bepechod, the Oimrim, Yimlo Hashem, the Oilam, the Kayach Zion, the Doi Vadoi Halalika. So here we have the Etzem, the whole Kedisha, but it's written in the form of a Brisa. So I wasn't in Shiel today. I didn't have him with a minion. I'm chalashing to say, Omen Shmerabba, a Kaddish, a Kedisha, a Balchi. Is it correct to say these Brises? Or if should have something, one shouldn't, for some reason, one shouldn't say it. So we know as well, we all know Friday night in Sfat, we say Kegavna. Kegavna, the minhag of saying Kegavna, comes from the Baal Shem Tov HaKudosh. The Baal Shem Tov was once in a place without a minion Friday night. And he wanted to say Borchi, but he can't say Borchi without a minion. So this Kegavna is a Zoya Kudosh. And in the Zoya Kudosh, at the end of the shtickle of Kegavna, like we know, when he read the Amhim Veloima, Baruch Yes Hashem Hamvoirech. So he said Kegavna in order to be able to say Baruch Yes, and that's where the minute became from that incident that became the minute by Hasidim every Friday night to say Kegavna. But Be'etzim it started from the Baal Shem Tov saying this Kegavna Bimkoim Baruch Yes. So if the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh did it, Tavada, the Chayre Mit, it has to be okay. On the other hand, we find the following halucha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Tezvot, says the Machaber, Mita lelamed letinoikas habruchas keteknam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to teach children how to make the bruchas, alamichya, benching, shahakoy, boy priyaduma, afal pi sheheim mevorchim levatula b'shas halimut. You want to teach a child how to make a brucha, so you're allowed to say Hashem's name properly, although the children are going to say it levatula, and the melamed can also teach them how to say Hashem's name, because I need to teach them. This is a mezoinus, this is a hadoma, this is a hagofen. Comes along the Mogen Avraham, says the Mogen Avraham, aba gudel b'shus shaloimet habruchas begamura. When somebody is learning a gudel, he's learning a sigi in the Gemara, and he comes across a brucha which is written in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us on this thing you make that brucha, and on the other thing you make a different brucha. Oyma beloy haskuras Hashem. You have to say it without mentioning Hashem's name. V'chei mashma b'pesha mishnayis l'rambam pekaroi v'toises pekarei sharoi. Now Zoyis mashma says the Mogen Avraham from the Rambam and from the Toises. Explains the Machzus HaShekel as follows. If we look in the Mishnah, the Masechtas Bruchas, and Daphne David, tells us the Mishnah, Haroi Amukim Shinasi Boy Nisn Yisrael, Oima, Borech, She'usa Nisim, I was saying, Mukim Azeh. If you see a place, Shinekim Menavis Kruvim, Oima, And carries on the Mishnah and gives us a whole load of bruchas. Says the Rambam that although the Mishnah only tells us you make a brucha, Boruch Oisem Asa Bereishis, Boruch She'usa Nisim, says the Rambam, really the pshat is you have to say Boruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's not written that in the Mishnah, but that's what the Rambam tells us. Says Toisus, why is it not written in the Mishnah? Says the Machzor Shekel, so if you're supposed to make this brucha, Boruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Oisem Masa Bereishis, why did the Mishnah just write a kid solution? If you see lightning, you make a brucha, Boruch Oisem Masa Bereishis. You hear thunder, Boruch Shekoicha. The Mishnah should have said, Boruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekoicha Yigbrus Meloinam. Ela al kochav zuk de machzor shekel de v'shas limidoi usse lahaskes Hashem. When you're learning Gemara, it's forbidden to mention Hashem's name in the learning. So when you come across a brucha, if you see lightning, you learn the Gemara, Boruch Ato Hashem Kenel Chayim Oisem Ato, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name. You have to say Boruch Oisem Ato. It's purposely Rabbeinu Kudish left it out because you're not allowed to mention Hashem's name when you learn. And although he's paskin in Lahalucha in the Mishnah Berurah, V'dafken tinnit mit lahask Hashem, you're only allowed to mention Hashem's name when you learn with a child. Ava gudel b'shul shaloimin habruchas b'gamura oimin b'loy askus Hashem. Now this is a very important word, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'lak v'rak shaloimin ha'psikim ha'askun b'talmid rishui la'omrom. Only when you come across a pusik, you have a pusik which the Gemara mentions. Let's say the Gemara asks, where do we learn out Birchas HaKoyer from? Says the Gemara, we learn out from the Pusik, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Huvi Goyde Lekeim. When I learn that Gemara, I can say Hashem's name properly because it's a Pusik. Ob Abrucha, you're forbidden to say with Hashem's name. So what emerges from the Mugen Avraham and from the Mishnah Berurah Halacha Lemaaseh, it's forbidden to say Hashem's name when you're learning Gemara. Now we said the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, and this is our minig to say Kegavna, because the Baal Shem Tov didn't have a minion. So he came along and he took the Zoya HaKodesh, and he learned from the Zoya HaKodesh, and he said, which finished up, in here down pin v'loim v'borchis Hashem ha'voyrach. Loch oira, I see the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh is being choynek on this Mugen Avraham, because when we are learning, we're not allowed to say Hashem's name, only in a pusik. But if it's not a pusik, it's a brucha, you're not allowed. But then it occurred to me, it could be, No, learning is learning. There's no, the chilim between learning and davening. So it could be, I thought to myself, there's no raya from this story about Shem Tov that's choylik with the Mugen Avraham. Because I found in Shiva's Elif L'Choshloima from Shloima Kliga, he quotes the Elia Rabba. We know that if there's no Levi in the Beis HaMedrash by Kriyas HaTorah, the Kohen is Oyle Tzvayim. Zuk the Elia Rabba that he holds that the Kohen, although he makes a second Birchas HaTorah, he shouldn't say Barchis Hashem Voyach. That's not really part of the Birchas HaTorah. So therefore, Barchis Hashem Gazuk Aymul, he shouldn't say it a second time. Although the Elia Rabba himself says clearly about the Veltit Nishnazuk. Says Reb Shloimeh Kliga, I'm not masking with the Elia Rabba. Imaka peida heveloime borchi afile bechinom. What problem could there be, says the Reb Shloimeh Kliga, to say borchi for no reason? Hare einoi brucha. It's not a brucha, rak shvach ba'alma. Lechein yekvave yoime borchi sheinis kefi haminig. And that's what we taka do when there's no Levi in the Beis HaMedrash. The Kohen is oile the second time and he says borchi. Because what problem can there be? We're saying Bochi. Bochi is only a shvach, it's not on nisach of a Bochi. So oi bazoi, so there's no shala whatsoever, be'etzem, to say Bochi al sabrucha levatu. So therefore, we cannot bring a raya to this shala from the story of the Baal Shem. However, it's very well known, Amasa Shahoya, which the B'nai Yisoscha quotes in his Sefer Derech Pikidecho. There was one year there was no Levuna, and it already comes Sofzman Kiddush Levuna, and there was no Levuna, so they weren't able to be Mekadosh Levuna. And the next night, after Sof Zman Kiddush Levuna, there was a Levuna. So the Choyzer from Lublin, which is Yuletzat this week on Tisha B'Av, writes B'nei Soscha, Omri li magide emes, b'shem Abma harab marin av Yitzcha Yaakov Zal, the Choyzer from Lublin, b'mloi niris ha-Levuna b'zmana adach ha-Oyz Zman, yoimra ha-Memra b'Gemura. What you do is you take the Gemura, and it's written in the Sechta Sanhedrin, that Mem Beis. The Mura says, "My Mavurach, what do you make? What bracha do you make? Kiddush Levuna, Om Ravida, Borach Atu Hashem, Kenem Chavoyla, Mashiv Amura, Borach Chidun Rivim Kol Zvum, and so on." And just read the memra of the Gemura, and that will be. So you've said the bracha from the Gemura. That's what the Chosef from Lublin said. However, finishes off the Bnei Yisoscha, Veli Nira Loima Brich Rachmuna. Mura Malka Dalma Shiba Mamurbov Shukim Bhainan Inoik Bakal Sufik Bruchas. The Bnei Yisoscha wasn't happy with this answer to take a Gemura and read the Brucha from the Gemura. He says, I'm Noyed just rather to say Brich Rachmuna. Oblamasa Zoib the Chosabli stated in a few other Surim. There's another Sefer Shiva Smoiva Holos. And he quotes in the name of Avrum Dov Chelmenik, Pusach HaGemura V'lumet Kol HaMemra Mum HaBrucha B'Shem Im Malchus. So we see clearly, L'choyer, this doesn't add up with the Mugen Avrum, because the Mugen Avrum has told us clearly, but Pasan HaLuchem Mishabriya, it's forbidden to say Hashem's name when you're learning a Brucha in the Gemura. You have to say Hashem. And that's the reason, says the Master Shekel, why it's actually not mentioned. Just says, Buruch Hoysa Master Bridges. And if you look there in the Sigi of Kiddush Levuna, you'll see it's also not written Borech Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. It says Borech Asher B'Ma'amura Borech Chokim. So stam a peila to say I'm learning from the Gemara. You want to learn the Gemara? The Gemara statenish Borech Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Just says Borech Asher B'Ma'amura Chokim. Oh, but we see these Gedolim took the Gemara and they added in those words which is not written there in the Gemara, which Lachoyra, this is Bechlal Nisht Vida. Mugen Avro. So I saw in the Sefer Hadas Kodesh, this is from Sri Pesach Frank, he, in Simon Tezayin, he writes in the name of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld these following words, Kasha Hoya Sufik Bedin Sheva Bruchas. When there was a shala on the particular Chusun Akala, whether you're allowed to make a Sheva Bruchas by this wedding or Sheva Bruchas, for whatever reason, there can be all different reasons why one can't make Sheva Bruchas. Noah Hagun of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Lilmud of Sigis Hagamura de Ksibas Davches. We know in the Sig, that's where all the bruchas are written in Ksibas Davches. Shishon Misa Kol Nisach Shevruchas, Ve'ein Bezeh Hashash Brucha Levatula, Dim Eina Mechir Bebruchas, Harezeh Bechlal Talmud Torah. A simple answer. You take the Gemur Bruchas, or you don't have to be the Gemur Bruchas. You just and also in the Sefer Shalme Simcha, it's also written the same Shal was asked of Shlomo Zalman Neubach. It was a story about Chusan Vekala, who they weren't such a. It was a whole story that I can't remember all the ins and outs. It's not such a Gishmak Hamasa. There was a Shal where you can make a Sheva Bruchas here by this Chusan Vekala. So Shlomo Zalman said, what you should do is, you should first, the person, don't divide the Bruchas, one person should say all the Sheva Bruchas, and he should start off and he should say, the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksibas, Hanoisa Isha, somebody who marries a woman, Tzoruch Levruch Sheva Bruchas Ve'elihem. You say that quietly to yourself, and then you go up and you make the Sheva Bruchas. So what you're doing is you're learning. This is Psak Halucha from Reb Shlomo Zalman Neubach. Similarly, it's written in a Sefer Me'iloi Shol Shmiel. This is about Shmuel Aaron Yudalevich, Seich Salvruch, who was a Udum Gudel Ma'oid in Yishalayim. It was a story, a very sad story, a young couple that had the first baby, the wife, she had a miscarriage, and she didn't want to upset her parents and parents-in-law. They didn't tell them about the miscarriage. And a year or two later, they had the baby. And the parents and the parents-in-law, who didn't know anything about the miscarriage, thought, oh, it's a b'choy, a pidyon haben. They told everybody, Baruch Hashem, our daughter-in-law had a baby, it's going to be a pidyon haben. And they came to ask this Shmuel Aaron Yudalevich, what they're supposed to do. Now they're supposed to come along and tell them that 2 years ago she had a miscarriage and she kept it a secret, they kept it a secret from the parents, parents-in-law. And the parents will be very upset. You know, you don't trust us, you don't want to confide in us. And on the other hand, what they're going to do, you know, they're very tell over there's a pidyon haben. So they went to ask him. So what he did was he wrote for them the Gemara. Again, this is the Gemara. The Gemara Masechtas Pesachim says by opinion on Ben Maim of Oruch and the Nisach of the Brucha. He said, I'll write it out for you. You just say the first two lines of the Gemara, and then you give this to the Kohen, and the Kohen will carry on reading from the paper the Brucha, and nobody needs to know. And he's been Yoitzer by saying the Brucha Derech Lim.
Do you answer Omer? Just cross down these Bruchas.
Well, the Oilim doesn't know. The Oilim was there to answer Omer because they're not the wise. That's the whole Chochmah. No one should read that.
It's not a Brucha.
Well, yes, that's a different. That's not a Shabbat. That's not a Shabbat. And as I state auch, the Zelba Eitzah. So the Zelba Eitzah state in an auch, noch a Sefer, Sefer Yismach Leib. This was one of the Gedoyle, Haposkim, living in Shlaim 150 years ago, Reb Shulam Moshe Gagin. So he was asked about Pidyon Petach Hamoy, which also, Pidyon Petach Hamoy, there can be many shalas in Haluch. It's not just a common mitzvah, an easy mitzvah Mekayim. I was just actually recently involved with somebody here in England was trying to do it. It hasn't worked out, although it's been considerable expense and tircha, it hasn't worked out yet. So there was a shala, is this taka a mitzvah? So he was asked what to do. So he says, Nere be'enai, Lazar's Peshe Badova, Lilmoy be'es ha'pediya, you learn from Tor Shulchan Aruch, the halachas. And therefore, the fichos, finish of the Torah, miyad kishum afrisha mavurach burcha to Hashem v'kenem v'cho oylam, ha shekishum yisweis v'zvuni, al pidyon petach hamoy, and if fichos is sefer yismach lev, de v'inyin zeh hever kekoyer b'toyre, yotzuni mikol sofek im michshol. You got no more shalas, because no shalas b'ruch batula, because what did you do? You learned a simon and Torah Shulchan Aruch. However, l'choyre, Lefi the Mugen Avruam and the Mishabiran, you haven't been saved from any Sufik and Mitchell because it's forbidden to do that. So it comes along. So we need to understand all these Gedoylim which did this, Shaloi Kedivrei HaMugen Avruam. So we have Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Sefer, Shilas Yavetz, tells us a Yesoidistic thing very important to know. He quotes the Mugen Avruam and he writes as follows. This is in Simon Pei Aleph. Nehirna, I remembered Kav Havin Italia when I was a young child, for Garisna Gemura Ba'ampa Apamuri Hagunza, and I was learning Gemura in front of my father, the Chacham Tzvi. Keshayisi Magiel Psikim Bekarisi Hashem Bekini, Kemoshe Matim Lambi. When I would say the Psikim, I wouldn't say Hashem's name properly, I would just say Kishem Hashem Ekra, wouldn't say Hashem's name. My father would get annoyed with me when I didn't say Hashem's name when I was learning. This is what the Chacham Tzvi told of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. When you learn Gemara, you say Hashem's name in the Gemara. Carries in Rabbi Yaakov Emden now, and he says, I want to add on to this. Not only psikim, but even if you come across Hashem's name written by Matbeya HaBruchas, a brucha, like we just said, the Gemur and Bruchas, Daphne and Dalin, you hear thunder, you see lightning, you make a brucha, it's a massive rish, because of Rusmul Oilom. Yearly, Shemaske Hashem Kederach Shekorah Betoira, Shaharei Tzurch Sheyilmet HaBrucha Ketikina, Shinizcha Rogel Alashoyle Ketikina. Because if you're not going to say the brucha when you're learning it, you're not going to know how to say it. So therefore, you've got to say it. So, Fetos of Yaakov Emden, just like we were told, well, for children you're allowed to say Hashem's name, it's not considered levatula. Similarly, when the Gedoylim are learning the Gemara, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, echal that one should say Hashem's name. So this we have here, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Comes the Chiddur in the Sefer Beker Yosef Machzik Bruchot, and he says, I don't agree with Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And he writes, and the minute is zichan nishtazoi, the minute in Klal Yisrael is, and that looks like how most people do, that we come across Hashem's name in the Gemara, even not in a bruch, even in a pusik, we do not say Hashem's name. And Azoy zuk the steichemet as well. I wanted to add on that even according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who is matir to say Hashem's name in a brucha, however, I wouldn't say that we could use that as a source to explain the Hanhog of the Choyzer Fidiblin and the Pshoim Zalman and the Biosof Chaim Sonnenfeld, because very clearly from the Lushan of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he was speaking about, as his words were, Ani oimer sh'afim nizdamni loy askuris b'mabeya bruchus ha'mivun b'talmud. He came across a brucha during his learning. He's learning, he comes across a brucha. So you says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you're allowed to learn and say Hashem's name because part of your learning. But now, if I've got a shala, and we know Sufi bruchas lehukel, I've got a shala, do I make mezoinus? Oh, let's say I got a, it was a thunder. I'm not sure, was it toch kidei dib, was it noch kidei dib? Halacha, it's Sufi bruchas lehukel, I can't make it. So I don't know the bruchas bal peh, I'm going to open a siddur. I ask a shala, can I make the brucha? The answer is no. I hold on, so let me rather open the gemur bruchas. Ah, you open the gemur bruchas, so that's no problem. You can. I'm not interested in learning now. I'm interested in making a bruch on the thunder which I just heard. How does this add up? That if I open a siddur, and it's written there, kesheshoy meya, when you hear thunder, you say this brucha. No, you can't say from the siddur. But when I open it up in the Gemara brucha, suddenly I'm learning, and I've got, it doesn't seem to add up. And as always look at the Kamana Rebbe, in the Sefer Noitzer Chesed, in the fourth peik of August, hanoi hagim likach Gemara velilmoid, the shtis keshemachaven lelimit veloy leshem shvach. He is a deraisa levor brucha. Zug the Kamana Rebbe, it's a shtis. A person not interested in learning. I want to daven. But I can't make this brucha because I've got a shala, so brucha's local. So I'll open up a sefer and I'll say it from the sefer. Zug the Kamana Rebbe, this is a shtis to come along and say, I'm learning. You're not learning. You want to daven. You want to. You missed the Kiddush Levuna because it was last night. It was Sosman Kiddush Levuna. So I can't say it from a siddur. I don't know about that. I can't say it from a siddur. Forbidden. Ask any Ruva Shalat. Forbidden. You know what? I'll say it from the Gemara. You're not learning. If you're learning, sit down and make some medicine. Say, why are you going outside looking at the Levuna and then you're saying it from the Gemara? You're not learning. You're just saying the Bracha. So what? The whole chilik is, if you say it from a Gemara, you say it from a siddur. That's the command Rebbe. It's a shtis. As well, this is a solution. It's a shtis. And by Emes, we see this, Yisod, in the Mashul. The Mashul Bruchas and Davov says as follows. It's on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Minayin shafila echot sheyoshev va'oisik v'toyra sheshchina imoy. Even one person sitting by himself, the shchina is with him. Shenema b'chalmukim asha'azki es shemi uvoy elecho uveirach ticho. If you have one person who's maskir shemi, so a minute, why are you maskir shemi when you're learning? When you're davening, you're maskir shem Hashem, but not when you're learning. So what's the pshat in this Gemara? Says the Mashul the following words. The Gemara understands this pulse of refers to Talmud Torah. Why? When you're learning Derech Limud, you're only allowed to learn to mention Hashem's name, says the Mashul, when you're doing it b'derech limud. But if your kavuna isn't b'derech limud, your kavuna is, I want to make Kiddush Levuna, I want to make a bruch on the thunder, and I take a gemura, your kavuna is not for limud now. Who are you kidding? It's a spiel. So oy b'zoy, zuk the Mashul, as when is derech limud, you're allowed. But if it's, you're not kavuna for limud, and just to me, say, yeah, I'm learning. Are you not learning now? And as we tell it, noch eine von den Gedäulen, Rabbi Zvi Hesh Ornstein, when eine kommt von der Shias Yaakov. So at the end of the Shias Yaakov, in Simon Tov Chavov, is printed the Shalom from him. He quotes the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that you're allowed to learn the Bruchas Derech HaLimit in the Gemura. Zog the Rabbi Yaakov, zog the Rabbi Zvi Hesh Ornstein, ve'efshe sha'al zeh, sumach gudel echo bedor shel afoneini, asher shos eitzis benav shel akadosh halavunet. That was what he wanted to do because he was toymach on this Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Or the freitas of Zvi Hesh Ornstein, ledati, ein ze luchem. The inke mechol stuve bruchas lehukel, luma lenas al derech oifan aniska. Why do we have such a thing as we got a stuve bruchas lehukel? Every time, come along and just make a brucha derech limud. So therefore, he doesn't understand. One of the great gedoylim who also went into the shala was Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Pell. And he also says, the same shalom. Why do we have a klal of sof bruch lokal? Just take out the Torah Shulchan Aruch, just take out a Gemara and learn the brucha from inside. Elamai, it doesn't seem to work. But then he says, and the most amazing thing, and he argues on the Mogen Avraham, and he argues on all the Shittas HaMachmirim. He says, I've got a Berfeira Sharia to the Chacham Tzvi and to Rabbi Yaakov Emden that they are right. And he says, V'divrei HaMugan Avruam, V'chein Divrei HaRav Biki Yosef V'chidur, Shigim Gimal Divra Davriyavitz, who argues with Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Heim Temiyim Etzli Tiva. By me, it's a plea at Sima, this Mugan Avruam to be Machmir. And he brings the Befeira Sharia from what something which we all do, and we all very much aware of. The Shal is, are we allowed to say Kedisha b'derech limud? Well, we know we say Kedisha actually three times every morning in Shacharis. We say once Kedisha daka b'chazuz ha'shas, but we say another Kedisha in Birchas Krishna, and we say a third Kedisha in Ivolet Zion. So now let's forget about our Shal. I'm asking a different Shal. A person's davening b'yechidus, is he allowed to say the Kedisha in Birchas Krishma, which we are saying every single day? So this is spoken about in the Torah, in Siman Nin Tes. Comes along the Torah, Kedisha Shebi Yotza, Kusav Rambam Zal, She'ein HaYuchid Oim Oisa. The Rambam Takabasim, we're forbidden to say, what we do is not Lefi the Rambam. You're not allowed to say this Kedisha, we have to skip it out. In Birchas Krishma. You're not allowed to say B'yechidus. Kudish, you're not allowed to say. B'chein kuz ravna terenui. Ela oina, what do you say? Say oinim ba'eim of oinim ba'yira. Kudosh iborach. But you can't say kudish, kudosh, Hashem spukas melech of the void. And you can't say you find the chesed kodesh. You just say oinim ba'eim of oinim ba'yira. Kudosh iborach. And then you carry it on to the next bruch. Obed says the Torah. V'adoi ovi harosh zal kusav. Sheyuchid. Yuchel Omra, you are allowed to say it. Now, why are you allowed to say She'ena bu'ata lekadesh? You're not coming now to say yourself Kedisha. Elasipet devorim. All you're doing is just relating over. Hey, hamaluchim magdishim. How the maluchim are saying. I'm saying what they are saying in Shemayim. I'm not saying Kedisha myself. By Kedisha of Chazut Hashatz, we say Naritzoch v'nagdishoch. Kesheim shemagdishim oiso, nekadashim chavoylam, kesheim shem. I'm saying Kedisha, like the Maluch. That we're not allowed to do, only with a minion. Of a Birchas Krishma is sipet dvorim ba'alma. Sipet dvorim ba'alma, so there's no problem whatsoever. So therefore, I'm allowed to say it. So comes along now, Rav Yochum Fishel fellow, and he says he doesn't understand what they're coming along and saying that you can't say it only when you've got a minion. We see here, Kapaskan Aluch Lamas, but some self fita us, and he says as follows, Hagama Hal Be'etzim, you're allowed to do it, he's not happy. Why? Because he says, we have a whole Sigya, we just had it this week in Daf Yomi, are you allowed to do a harum? Are you allowed to do a trick to say you mean one thing and do another thing? The Mord says, one number, you're not allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos. But one number all went, he went and he lay down in the boat, pretended to fall asleep, and then he waited for the guy to go and take his boat to the other side of the river. So he just went, and I'm just lying down in the boat. His kavuna wasn't really to lie down, but you know what? Kavuna was to get to the other side. He did it because that was only Issur d'Rabbanan. You're allowed to do a haruma by Issur d'Rabbanan as well, but in many cases in the Gemara, of a deraisa, you're not allowed. Zug Rabbi Yechon Fishel Pella, here's a shal of a deraisa, of Lysis as a deraisa. There are four fita'os, but mukim shiyesh chashash bruchel batule mamish ein lismach al takunas ein. So at the end of the day, we still don't have an explanation. How could Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, how could Rabbi Shlomo Zalman come along and pass them that this is what one should do when it is shaloi kedivrei ha mugen avrum and shaloi kedivrei ha mishne brira and many other gedolim? So I thought to myself, the following etzer, the following hezer. Although we said a gudel is not allowed to say the brachos when he's learning, but when you're teaching children, you're allowed to do it. Afil harav yuchol lahaskis says the mishabrira Hashem kedei lelamet latinek habrachos. Sharei alkoch unisvichen lilmoy dimuem kedei lechamchon belimet ator vekim hamitzus. So you're allowed to say Hashem's name to teach a brucha. Baruch atah. You're allowed to teach a child how to make a brucha. That's no shah. Now, in Shiva's Haluchas Ketanus, from one of the Kadmoinim, was asked the following shala. Shala, Mishin is tapit bebrucha keitzad yasa. The shala, he doesn't know if he's allowed to make a brucha on whatever it should be. What should he do? Shiva. Yikach tinoik, take a child, the loy chukim loy timpish, the koira imoy teva beteva. Let's say now, example. I've got a shalom. I'm allowed to make a brucha on this advice, whatever it should be, on the thumb. I'm allowed to make the brucha. Oysamasa bereshis. Take a child, say, I'm going to teach you now the brucha that you make on thunder. I'm going to teach you the brucha you make on lightning. And you learn with him the brucha. You're teaching him, and your kavuna is at the same time that if I'm a chiv with this brucha, I want to be yoytze my own chiv, but I'm at the same time I'm teaching this. I was taking shivas haluchas ketanas. I thought to myself, with this, we can forever the hanahuga of Rabbi Yosef Chaim on the front of Shem Zal. Imagine you come to a chippah, you come to a sheva bruchas, and no, you're waiting to hear the sheva bruchas, and there's no sheva bruchas. So Gedolim will understand, obviously there's some hidden reason here, why a megalim and litzniim, why we can't make a sheva bruchas. But the children who are there, they're not going to understand what's going on. In a minute, there's a chusin, there's a kala. Why is there no sheva bruchas? I never heard of such a thing. So it would be allowed, according to the Haluchas Ketanas, we have children there, we're going to teach them what are the bruchas we say by Sher bruchas, what are the bruchas we say by Chippa. So the person making the bruch can have the kavuna, I'm teaching the children, make sure there are a few children there. Similarly, this story of Shmuel Aaron Yudalevich, making a seder's pinyon aben, and you got a koyin, you give him the chumash seloim, a whole story, but there's no brucha being made, a pinyon aben. Well, what type of pinyon aben is that without the brucha? Elamai, if the children there, I can do it derech chinuch. That was the emphor, the anhuga of these gedolim. About kiddush levuna, it's written in the packet the commandment brings it down, and the other bringer, as they were soymech on nochashita, that be'etim you can make kiddush levuna even after sofzman kiddush levuna, as long as it's not nifgam halavuna heyoyna. There is still, according to various machlokes of shoynim, one has another day or two. So it wasn't just that they were being making a bruch which they weren't allowed from the Gemara. But Edsem and Kobi, the Kamashitas are showing them, they were allowed to make the bruch anyway from a sinner. Just like, yes, it says, they took a Gemara. In Lamasa, Halucha Lamasa, Hasona Sefer Ginzachayim, this is from Shlomo Reisen, one of the Gedolei Poskim, 100 years ago. He brings us our story that there was no Levuna. And his Rebbe, Moiri Agun Achus Reb Shimon Alimelech Av Bezdin Chirov, not sure who he was, but he was an Udum Gudel. The Sanz Ruf quotes him, writes to him Shivas in his Sefer Divrei Chaim, and he calls him Yedidi Harav Hamua Gudel Chur Vavaki Buki. He writes against the Chaim, I saw once there was no Levuna. And my Rebbe, this Reb Shimon Elimelech from Chirov, he took out a Gemura to say the Bruch from the Gemura. Va'ach Siva Lachol Ho'oimdim Lutzes. He said to everybody else, you go out. He didn't allow anybody else to do it. Only he himself did it. But he didn't allow everybody else there to make the bruch. If you're allowed, everybody can do it. If you're not allowed, you can't do it yourself. Elamai, I see that this hanahoga is not a hanahoga which is given over for every single person. And we see this be'etzem from the B'nai Yisos himself. After he quoted that his Rebbe, the Choyzer from the Blin, made Kiddush Levuna from a Gemura, but he said, but I myself, I didn't do that. And every time I have a Sefer Bruchas, I would say Brich Rachmuna. So having quoted the Choyz of Leblin, but he himself wasn't happy to do that. And similarly in Shiva's Mova Olos, who he also is Meyashev, this minig, he says, Oba Niflesi Lasas Devorim. By me, it's a paler to do such a thing. MLP didn't put him in a dover. Veloila haluch habusi, chas vashudim, rak li yashiv pen yunim, shlo yikhi kolkach. And similarly, the Mishmeres Shulim also is a mitzvah zechudim. So the haluch lemasa is interesting. You see the chidur in the Sefer, Beke Yosef and Machzit Brucha, writes clearly that the accepted minhag is we never have to say Hashem's name, derech limud. Yet the chidur himself in the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, he is the one who comes along and quotes and says that somebody doesn't have a minion, he should say these prices. And there will be oileloi bimkoim, he writes, there will be oileloi bimkoim mikush falbi yuchid yoyme brisesi, and he quotes his whole brisa, v'zaloyase ele bo oiles gudel goinshi baderech ocholeh, Avelim Eile Oynes, Loyasa Benafsha Sheke, Lavakal Twila Besibba, Shemavakal Kamizon Shegurum. But the Chidu himself does say, I hold of this Eitzah to come along and say Kedisha Borchi Derech Limit. Although he himself in Machzik Brucha and Biki Yosef has told clearly that's not correct to do so. How does this add up and sustain the Chidu? It occurred to me as follows. The Chidu in the Sforim, Machzik Brucha and Biki Yosef, this is from on Shulchan Aruch. Halucha lemasa, which is the correct hanhuga for the klal, this is we don't say Hashem's name derech limud. In the sefer Avodas Hakodesh, that's a sefer which he wrote for Yechida Skila. He brings lots of hoichin yunim, things which know for anushim gedolim. These type of people, they have the liberty, they're allowed to allow themselves. But this wasn't that the chidur meant it derech for yeda aina. Although I must say, as for me, a pale, that I didn't see anybody quote this Beis Yosef in Siman Nin Tes, there on this halach of Kedisha of Yotzer. The Beis Yosef quotes a Beferisha Haguz Maimini. The Haguz Maimini says as follows: Tanya, the course of Haguz Maiminis, the Yesha Einer Reutzer Le'omer. There are people who don't want to say Kedisha in Yotzer Oy, because when they're by themselves, but they don't want to leave a skipper either. The oimer, so what he just says, you just say kudish eburch kelenyon, like it says in the Torah. You just say the one word kudish and burch. Then carries on the Haguz Maimini, and he says the following words. He says, yesh koirim braisazi. There are people who they read the following braisa, kasheimis palim basura, when they haven't got a minion, b'shil sheyesh bo kadish. And it brings various brises, you can say, one brise instead of Kaddish, another brise instead of Borchi, another brise instead of Kedisha. This is Beferisha Haguz Maimini, quoted in the Beis Yosef. And none of the Gedolim, for some reason, quote this Beferisha Haguz Maimini, or Bazoi Shteitin Haguz Maimini. So we see the Makor is a Haguz Maimini, but it's not brought down in the Shpeita Dikah Achroinim. And I see the Mugen Avrom obviously is not maskim with this Haguz Maimini, and nor is Mishri, and nor the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And none of the poskim, it looks like again, he only quotes it as Yesh Korim, there are those that do it. It doesn't mean that this is the accepted halucha lemasa. So what emerges from this is, as it seems to be a machloikis, the Pashas Halucha Visa state in the Mugen Avrom, the Mishabriya, is that it's not correct. Abavavu, somebody who wants to do so, Yeshloi Al Malismoich. And there were many Gedoilim who Taka did so. And if you're davening at home with your little children, you know, there's not a sniff to teach them whatever. The Ike is V'chala Lavuvus, Doris Hashem, Mishbizoich Evolasi, and Goyal, Bimhairi, Yomeini. Amen.